דמשנה, המשך במציא, דף ג' אמר א', teaches us הסייכס הפיילים. It teaches us the rules of when one hires a worker. And the Mishnah teaches us that unless there's a specific rule, a specific condition set between the employee and the employer, the halacha is hakel kaminika medina. The question that comes up is, may workers unionize? May workers strike? May workers form a picket line not to allow other employees who are not members of the union to go work in their place? The Mishnah, Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Ches Amud Beis, teaches us, Rishoyim b'nei ir lahasnois ala midois v'ala sh'orim v'al schar ha-pe'alim u'la'asiya al-katsitzon. The people who live in the city can make up different rules regarding measurements, regarding wages, u'la'asiya al-katsitzon. And Rashi explains, la'asiya al-katsitzon, litas ha'over al-katsitzas devreim la'asiya midas din Torah. They can make up rules, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, in Choshen Mishpat Simen Resh Lamed Aleph. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Simen Resh Lamed Aleph, we see that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that one has to, that the rules that are made should be followed. We look in Sif Chav Ches. Rishoyim Bali Umis. People who are of one trade, Lasois Takonis Bini Malachtim, to make rules regarding their profession. Kigon Lifsik Beneim, to make a rule amongst themselves. Shloyasa Ech B'yoyim, Shiyasa Chaveroi. One, everybody will have their own day in which they work. And if somebody violates their rules, he'll be punished. Continues the Ramah. You have to have kulam biyachad, all of them. Just two or three people of that profession, loy mahani. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, b'medvar amurim, b'medina shem b'chochem, choshev, b'mon al tzibur. In a city where there isn't a tamid chochem who is in charge of all the affairs of the town. Av liyesh, b'meyeshnoi, if there's a clear tamid chochem who is the leader of the community, ena t'nai shalahem, also even the people in the profession or the people in the town make such a rule moil klum. However, says the Ramah, if by making these rules there's no loss to anyone else, so the Shulchan Aruch clearly passes that if the people living in a town make up between themselves a rule, a union, so if there's a Tamid Chacham in the city, he has the last word. But if there is no such Tamid Chacham in the city, then such a union will stand. The Mordechai in Masechta Baba Basra quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravyo that in a city where there is a community leadership, not the Rav makes these conditions, but there's a community leadership that makes these rules, it's the community's leadership that makes those rules. Dramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Bays, says here too, as we started our shir, that halacha is we always follow the minig hamigdina. Up to the point that the Yerushalmi says that in these situations, the halacha is the minig mevatel halacha. Since this is left up to the decision of the people of the city, the minig has the ability to mevatel the halacha. And that's the halacha, that wherever you have a group making one rule, that making up rules amongst themselves, the halacha is that is mevatel even the halacha. The Rajba, in the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRajba, Chelek Chei, Simen Kuf Chavov, says, as soon as the majority accepted upon themselves these rules, says the Rajba, very soft words, Harehem kebezdan hagodol etzakol Yisrael, they're treated like the bezdan hagodol. Vim gozru, and if they make amongst themselves a rule, Zeroson kayemes, who have to follow whatever they decide amongst themselves. And this is the opinion of many Gedolei Yisrael. The Shalos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Tav Zayin. Shalos HaTshuvos Derei Chaim Chelek Aleph Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet. Shalos HaTshuvos Marsham Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Hei. And therefore, the halacha is wherever they make up such a rule amongst themselves, that is the rule that will stand. However, if we think about this issue, there's really two types of situations why people will go to strike. One is where there was a contract between the employee and the employers with certain work conditions, salary, the amount of salary that was agreed upon is not being paid. The salary is not being paid in a timely fashion, or other terms and conditions that were set are not being followed. The other situation why workers would go on strike is when the employees want better work conditions. It's quite clear, if one looks in the Paiskim, that the situation where conditions that were agreed upon are not being met is certainly a situation where workers have a greater right to strike versus a situation where they're striking for better working conditions. Even though, as we learned here in Masechta Bava Metzia, and that is the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, and Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Gimel, that a worker could walk off the job in the middle of his term. But we also learned, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says there in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Hei, there's a difference if it's a Dover Ovid versus not a Dover Ovid. And if somebody's walking off a job which will cause irreparable loss to the employer, then he may not walk off the job. Moreover, the Gemara explained, the Shulchan Aruch says it, the reason a worker is allowed to walk off the job is because the Pasuk says, Kali b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. We're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not avodim to anyone else. And that's why a worker who says, I don't accept being meshubed to a specific employer is allowed to work off his job. However, if a worker is walking off the job just because he wants to get paid more, for example, more than was originally agreed upon, so he isn't leaving his job because he's saying, "Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'lo avodim l'avodim, I refuse to work for someone else." He's walking off his job because he wants to get paid better. And even if we'll say that the halacha is the poel yoch lachser b'chatzi hayoyim, that a worker could walk off his job even in the middle of the day, that is only, the halacha also tells us that under such circumstances, certainly the employer will be allowed to get a different worker in his place, and he won't have to pay any severance. Ramosha in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Chosha Mishpat Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Ches, discusses unions. And he says that certainly there's no isser to unionize. Again, quoting the Gemara that we just quoted in Masechta Bava Basra. But Rav Moshe says, Aval vaday, lasos dvarim shloi kedinei Torah, to do things that are against what the Torah says. Kegoyim, lahakas es elu shisratz loved kishiyem yasu shvisa. To terrorize or to hit, that's the words of Ramosha, those who want to work while the regular workers are on strike. Osul is osul. But again, Rav Moshe says, that doesn't mean that they can't make unions and they can't accept upon themselves. Moreover, Rav Moshe there in Simen Nun Ches and Simen Nun Tes says that you don't, to unionize, all you need is a Rive. And moreover, even though, as we read earlier in the Shir, the words of the Shulchan Aruch that speaks about all of these situations have to be done only with the acceptance of an Adam Choshev, he says, certainly here in America, we don't have a situation where there's a rav of a city that has that kind of authority. And moreover, he says, most of the unions and the members of the unions are non-Jews. And that changes the entire complexion of the Shaila. In other words, that in a situation where we're unionizing together with non-Jews, so the non-Jews certainly aren't obligated to follow what the Rav says. And therefore, all you need is a majority to create a union. And therefore, if the majority of the members of the union, says Rav Moshe, want to go on strike, they are allowed to go on strike. But he says, certainly, if there are workers who are not members of the union, they don't have to go on strike, and they're not obligated to follow the dictates of the union. So even though he says that technically they're not obligated to follow the rules of the union, but he says a very interesting sorrow. He says if the people who are not members of the union are not going to go to strike, So that will create that the strike will be ineffective. And therefore, it's a situation that the Gemara discusses and the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Simen and Chashem Mishpat, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Hei, a Paskel Chiyusei, where by you working and you doing something, you're hurting my ability. And therefore, maybe even non-union members should not be allowed to work. Certainly, in a situation where the government, where according to the country's rules, there are a right to unionize and a right to strike, the halacha is that that is the halacha that is acceptable. Because as we said earlier, when it comes to these situations, the minig is mevatel the halacha. And if the minig hamakim is that unionization is permitted, then one may unionize. Ramosha discusses there as well. Apparently, the shaila that was posed to Ramosha was a situation where there were shochtim who were shochtim for a specific slaughterhouse, for a specific company, and they had agreed that they would not unionize. And then apparently those shochtim did unionize. And the question Ramosha discusses is the fact that they violated the contract that they unionized when they had agreed to not unionize, does that disqualify them from being shochtim? And certainly Ramosha says it doesn't disqualify them from being shochtim. It doesn't disqualify the meat that they shechted. So certainly we see from here that there is a right to strike. If that is the minhag hamedina, in a case where the law does not allow striking, then you should not strike. If it's against the law, in a place where workers are not being treated properly, the right to strike, in other words, it's not a violation of a contract. It's not, they don't lose, the right to strike is much weaker. Certainly, if they strike, mitzad hadin, they're not entitled to get paid for those days unless their contract calls for them, gives them the right to get, gives them that right.